This is Coast to Coast PM with Phil Henry on the Premier Radio Networks.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. I want to say hello to the family that is just pulling into town right now. Marie and the kids, they were at the river, and now they're home. And I just talked to my wife. She said the traffic coming into L.A. was like brutal, baby. So if you guys are leaving town out of the Los Angeles area for the 4th of July weekend, good luck. She said it was just, it was brutal. They were getting gas over in a valley someplace at a gas station that didn't have any Johns, and the kids haven't taken a leak since Laughlin, Nevada. So I would say there's trouble. 1-800-449-8686. Mr. Stephen Bozell is a construction contractor from Corona, California, and he has filed a lawsuit, actually two lawsuits, one of which in the amount in the neighborhood of $10 million, and this all stems from a dispute with an employee. Now, you said something very interesting, Mr. Bozell. You own your own business, is that correct?
Yes, I do.
Okay. You said something interesting in the newspaper this morning. You said that you believe employees should not be allowed to express private opinions on the job site. And I think that that is a provocative point of view and an interesting point of view. Why do you feel that way?
Phil, I don't believe that an employee should be allowed to express a private opinion on the job site if it undermines an employer's authority. And I think that's, I also said that to the reporter, but he did not print that. And what I mean by that is that it can erode an employer's ability to get the job done.
So if one of your employees openly says something that he disagrees, that disagrees with a position that you're taking, he should be, what, fired?
I don't think he should be allowed to do that. I think that there should be some civil penalties, and this certainly has come out of my relations with Mr. Pettigrew, who I know you had spoke to earlier.
All right, well, let me get the audience up to speed on this. I did speak to Cliff Pettigrew, who is a job foreman for you, and you have filed a lawsuit in Superior Court against Mr. Cliff Pettigrew, who runs one of your construction crews, correct?
That is correct.
What for?
Very simply, that he challenged my authority during a conversation we were having over lunch. And in so challenging my authority, he held me up to the ridicule of other people who work for me and also caused me emotional damage and distress and also prompted, and he is not, I'm not holding him solely responsible. I'm also holding New Line Cinema responsible.
All right, we need to back up because you're planning on suing New Line Cinema. What did he do?
What did Mr. Pettigrew?
What did Mr. Pettigrew do there at lunch?
Well, we were having a lunch conversation at a Applebee's restaurant out here in Corona. We were discussing the new movie, Planet of the Apes. And because I'm a movie fan, a lot of the guys on my crew are movie fans, and I mentioned that Mark Wahlberg would be playing the lead role, and I said that he would have a hard time getting into Charlton Heston's flight suit, because after the film Boogie Nights, everybody knows that Mr. Wahlberg obviously has a significant large...
He has a large penis?
Large penis, yes, sir. And he's very large there. And Mr. Pettigrew...
All right, well, hold on for a minute, because you know that isn't real. That was a prosthetic he wore for Boogie Nights.
No, I understand that now, but let me just back up. At the time, I did not know that, okay?
All right.
Because I'll get to that. I mentioned... Mr. Wahlberg sighs. Mr. Pettigrew laughed out loud and said, and my attorney, who is a Dolores Blazingame, told me to write this down. He said, "Not only are you stupid, Bozell, but why are you looking at a man's junk?" End of quote. I told Mr. Pettigrew that...
Not only are you stupid, Bozell, but why are you looking at a man's junk?
That's right.
Go ahead.
I told Mr. Pettigrew that he was stepping over the line, calling me stupid, and that he told he told me that Mr. Wahlberg was not.
Are you having a hard time there, sir? Hold the line here, because we're getting a. Okay, we've lost connection there. I'm sorry. I apologize with. To you, we've lost connection with. There, is he back? Are you there, sir?
Hello.
Yeah, are you there? Are you there, Mr. Bozell?
Oh, please help.
Okay, what did he say? Please help? Are you there, sir? Hello, Mr. Bozell?
Yes, sir. I'm awfully sorry. I've got a connection problem.
That's okay, but we didn't hear you. And at one point, it sounded like you said, please help me.
No, I took care of it.
You took care of whatever was happening there?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, now let's move on. You told Mr. Pettigrew that he was stepping over the line when he called you stupid and said that you look at men's junk.
Yeah, and he told me that Mr. Wahlberg wore a fake deal on his penis to make it look bigger in the movie.
And you were not aware of that?
I told Mr. Pettigrew that I wasn't aware of that, and I felt humiliated. And I left the restaurant at that time, and I was very emotionally distraught. So I sat in my truck during the rest of the lunch hour, and I cried. And I just all I remember is just crying and crying because it just came pouring out of me.
It came pouring out of you because he yelled at you, right?
Well, because I was not aware of the fact that Mr. Wahlberg had worn a fake prosthetic device to make himself look larger in Boogie Nights. And I sat in my truck and I cried. And some of as I was leaving the restaurant, I heard some of the guys make fun of me by saying, they were making pretend like I was on a news show, and they were saying things like, this is Junk Watch 2000, I'm Steve Bozell, and they're making news sounds.
All right, what do you mean this? You're going to have to run that by me again, because you mentioned this in your lawsuit.
Yes, I do.
What were they doing?
They were saying, this is Junk Watch 2000, and I'm Steve Bozell, and making news music like dun 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 dun. One guy was going dun 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 dun, and the other guy was saying, this is Junk Watch 2000.
Oh, so in other words, they were making fun of you because they were saying you're looking at guys' junk.
That's right. So obviously, I was very emotionally distraught.
What about this whole experience, Mr. Bozell? By the way, we're talking to Steve Bozell, who is planning a lawsuit against a co-worker, Cliff Pettigrew, and New Line Cinema, because he made a reference to Mark Wahlberg not being able to fit into a flight suit for Planet of the Apes because he's so large. And his friend said that he was stupid because Mr. Wahlberg was wearing a prosthesis for that film. And then he went on to say, not only are you stupid, Bozell, but why are you looking at a man's junk? So, Mr. Bozell, you are suing this man for what?
I'm suing him for emotional distress and also for infliction of humiliation. And also I'm suing him for undermining my authority with my construction crew.
All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686. This is a very involved lawsuit. 1-800-449-8686. Why are you suing or considering suing New Line Cinema?
I'm suing New Line Cinema of $10 million lawsuit against the producer of Boogie Nights because there was no indication and there was no disclaimer in the movie that said Mr. Wahlberg wears a fake wiener. Thus, it would have exposed me to ridicule and humiliate me of the colleagues in the tilt-up concrete business. Unless I get an apology from either Mr. Wahlberg or Mr. Burt Reynolds.
Now, wait, are you reading this?
Yes, sir, I am.
Okay, go ahead.
Unless I receive an apology from Mr. Mark Wahlberg or Mr. Burt Reynolds for misleading me and the American people by not telling them Mark Wahlberg's penis is fake. Mr. Wahlberg must have suffered a horrible injury, and to make light of that is unconscionable. Now hold on.
What do you mean a horrible injury?
Because that was my assumption, that he had suffered a horrible injury. And that,
no, I don't think he has. That he has his own thing. It's just smaller, okay?
Well, I'm aware of that now, but that's why I cried. Okay.
Oh, so you went into your truck and cried when they told you that Mark Wahlberg was wearing a fake thing in Boogie Nights because you thought he'd suffered an injury whereby he didn't have one.
Yes, sir. That's the whole point. Okay.
Okay. And so you felt you were humiliated.
I felt humiliated. I felt they're also humiliating Mr. Wahlberg, and that's why I want an apology from him and Mr. Reynolds. Also, Mr. Pettigrew, who I'm suing, undermined my authority by saying, "Hey, Bozell, are you stupid? Why are you looking at a man's junk?"
All right, hold on for a minute, because there's a lot of stuff going on there. Steven Bozell, he's a owner of a construction company, Bozell Construction in Corona, California. Apparently, this all started over lunch. They were talking about the new Planet of the Apes movie, and Bozell mentioned that Wahlberg would have a hard time getting into Charlton Heston's jumpsuit because of his large appendage, and the guys laughed at him and said, "Are you stupid? And why are you looking at a guy's junk?" And they said that it's a prosthetic that he wore for Boogie Nights. And so Mr. Bozell apparently was humiliated. He went out to his truck. He broke down and cried, thinking that Wahlberg had suffered a horrible injury. And in addition, he wants to sue New Line Cinema because they didn't have a disclaimer in the movie saying that his thing was fake, but that he still had one. Now, is that right, Mike? Is that what he said to you? Yeah, he wanted a disclaimer in the film saying that Mark Wahlberg's prosthesis is phony, but it doesn't mean that he had his blown off in an accident or something. All right, I think I got that right. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800. You're going to turn that music down whether I'm ready to go or not, aren't you, Craig? I know. Don't you realize from my low blood sugar episode yesterday, man, I'm going to be eating all through the show today. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. With us is a construction company owner named Steve Bozell who is suing a co-worker for making fun of him on the job, essentially. And really, your point, Mr. Bozell, is that you don't think someone who is an underling should be allowed to disagree with their boss?
I don't think in that situation, Mr. Henry, no, you should be allowed to disagree with your boss. No, I do not. Mr. Pettigrew works for me, and he was at lunch with me. I made a comment about Mark Wahlberg. I didn't know that Mr. Wahlberg wore a prosthetic penis in the movie, and he called me stupid and said I looked at men's junk and humiliated me in front of my coworkers. That's point number one. I think point number two is that New Line Cinema should have been more responsible in disclaiming the fact that Mr. Wahlberg was wearing a prosthetic penis in that film, because I felt that he had been injured. And
You wanted them to put something on the screen saying Mr. Wahlberg has an intact penis, he's just wearing an extension for this film?
Yes, sir.
Don't you think that's a little unnecessary?
No, I do not, sir, because I was humiliated because I had a concern for Mr. Wahlberg, and I was humiliated and called stupid, and animations of me being queer on the radio.
All right, let's go to a phone call. Our number, 1-800-449-8686. San Diego on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yes, I've got a comment for Steve. Steve, I feel kind of sorry for you. You know, to be an owner of a company, a construction company, you're acting like a big baby. First of all, it is not any movie's responsibility to put any type of disclaimer on any special effects. My God, Austin
Powers. Right, they do use disclaimers in movies. I've seen them. They have said the fictitious, they reference the fictitious content of a film, so disclaimers are not unusual to films.
Well, I think you're wasting your time.
Maybe you don't know nothing about the movie business, because I live in L.A. and I know a little bit about the movie business.
Well, you know what? There's special effects in about every movie that you watch anymore, and I guarantee you this is going to be thrown out faster than you can even walk your foot in the
courtroom.
Well,
unless you're a lawyer, you know, I think you better just kind of, you know, be advised on that opinion, okay? Because I can tell you, I've got a very good...
You know, suing this employee because he embarrassed you, you know what? He is... you know, he has made some gross insubordination by talking down to you. Perhaps you should just fire him and move on with your business.
Well, but he undermined my authority with the other employees, okay? You can laugh, but I own my own business, all right? And I know how this works.
The lady's right. You could have fired him. And,
yeah, but
what about undermining my authority, the other employees?
Well, were they all laughing at you?
Yes, they were. And I was emotionally upset, and I was very, very upset.
You say you went out to your truck and cried.
Yes.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. What?
Thanks.
All right, thanks. Burbank on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. Yes, sir.
Are you there?
Right here, yes.
Okay, great. My first point is about the authority issue. Number one, you were at lunch, which does not put you on company time.
You couldn't have
undermined any authority that you had because you didn't have any authority.
Well, first of all, I own the company. That's number one.
It doesn't matter whether
number
you
two.
Own the company or not. You, You were at lunch, which was a personal
That's
time.
He's still within
you
my sphere.
You out for lunch, and he's, you clock in.
He's within my sphere of...
What exactly are you saying, Mr. Bozell? Are you saying as long as the employee is with you during the workday?
That is correct. As long as he's within my sphere of influence, he can't talk bad about me. So that, even that, I, and I was buying lunch, too.
It really doesn't matter who was buying lunch. It's all the point that... That employee had clocked out.
See, I try to tell Craig Taylor this all the time. If you're wherever you're around me, Craig, even at my house having a beer, you got to respect me. And
well, Mr. Andy, you can make a joke out of this. And it,
well, sir, I'm sorry to make a joke out of it, but it sounds like you're saying, I think this caller will back me up, that if this guy is near you, then he's got to be subordinate to you, even off the clock.
That's ridiculous.
I don't think that is unprecedented. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
So if you had a Christmas party at your house, and the guy came over to your house for a cocktail, or better yet, maybe he had the party and invited you, he still has to be subordinate to you.
I am his employer. I pay his paycheck. He can't talk bad about me.
That's ridiculous.
Why?
I'm surprised you don't have employees. Now, my other point is
well,
the lawsuit to the movie company.
Yes, sir.
Did you ever see the movie Blair Witch? The Blair Witch Project?
The Blair Project? No, sir, I did not. I heard about it.
When they advertised this movie, they put on specials on the Sci-Fi Channel. They put out ads on the Internet, a web page, that totally made this thing, that made everybody almost believe that it was real. Now, how many people do you see suing Artesian because it turned out that the movie was not real?
Is this the Blair Project?
Yes, it is.
Okay, I've not seen the movie, so I can't comment on it, but is it real? Because I heard
no.
It was real.
No, it was not real.
No, it's not. It's fake.
I heard it was real, sir.
No, it's fake. It's a fake movie.
Well, then the people that told me about it told me that it was about a witch that killed somebody.
Well, it was about teenagers that went into a forest.
The whole thing was made up, okay? And what the man is saying...
I hear what the man's saying. To make fun of Mark Wahlberg and make me think that he had his penis shredded off.
It has nothing to do with being made fun of or him being made fun of. It has to do with movie props and the idea of what movies are made of.
By the way, my wife just passed me a note, and I think this bears repeating. Had this employee of mine gotten injured at lunch, a lunch that I was buying for him, he would have sued me to collect insurance money.
And he would not have had any grounds because it was of a personal time. And if he would have gotten injured at a restaurant, his suit would have been to the restaurant, not to you.
But Mr. Wahlberg, by wearing a fake penis...
Was trying to entertain the public with a movie that he was being paid to make.
Yeah, but I was informed that he had lost his penis in some kind of an accident.
Every rumor that you hear, you believe?
Well, I think that's the kind of rumor that you want to be sensitive to.
No, not and really. If it's a rumor, and if you can't,
what about when Richard?
Going to substantiate it?
Did you feel bad for Richard Gere when he had those gerbils running around up there?
All right. Thank you. Thank you very much, sir.
Okay, so he hung up on me.
Oh well. Hey.
Oh boy. All right. Thank you, sir.
No problem. Thank you
for your call. Try to get him back, okay? If you don't mind. 1-800-449-8686. We're speaking with Stephen Bozell. He is a construction, owns a company. Apparently, he made some comment that Mark Wahlberg is really, has got a package, and so how's he going to get into Charlton Heston's jumpsuit for Planet of the Apes? And at lunch, everybody laughed at him and said he was stupid, and then what's he doing looking at men's junk? So that humiliated him. Then he came to find out it was a prosthetic penis, and then he thought that Mark Wahlberg had lost his in an accident. He felt sorry for Wahlberg. This is the most convoluted thing. Is there any, forget it. I mean, you know what we ought to do? We ought to outlaw lawsuits. I'm game. I'm ready for it. Outlaw. Not only should lawsuits, civil suits be against the law, but if you bring a civil suit, you should be shot with a machine gun. Just as I'd like to sue this, and you just hear the gun go off. This is what's going on. Get this guy back on the phone, will you, Mike? And I won't make any jokes. 1-800-449-8686. I guess this is the... Wait a second. Is he back? Yes, sir. Are you there? Mr. Bozell?
Yeah, I'm right here. But Gene Simmons had a cow's tongue grafted onto his tongue to make it longer for the ladies, okay?
Okay, hold on for a minute. Phil Henry, 1-800-449-8686. Taylor was just telling me It's Pat is his favorite movie. Okay, 1-800-449. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show here. Forgive me for laughing, but our guest, is he still on hold? Our guest is cracking me up. This is a guy who believes that Mark Wahlberg wore a prosthetic penis in Boogie Nights because he'd lost his own in some kind of a shredding accident. And this is a movie actor. And also, when he made the comment that Wahlberg won't be able to fit into Charlton Heston's jumpsuit for the movie Planet of the Apes because he's so well endowed, he was called stupid and was asked whether he makes a habit of looking at men, quote, junk. He's suing both his co-worker and New Line Cinema for humiliating him into believing that Mark Wahlberg's got a big thing. I don't know. And I will say to you, Mr. Bozell, with great respect, you're going to be lucky to win this.
Mr. Henry, I've got a very good attorney.
You're going to be lucky to even have a court here?
I got a very good attorney, sir.
And who is your lawyer?
My attorney is Dolores Blazingame of Riverside, California. And she is one of the best.
Okay, here is Valdosta. Valdosta on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
I'm a business owner, and my employees and I, they give me respect while we're on the clock.
You bet.
And after that, we've done things after hours or at lunch, and they've poked fun, and that doesn't undermine the owner of a company. I mean, if you're off the clock, you're people again.
But if they make you cry in front of your other employees.
Well, number one.
They made me cry, see.
Make you cry. The thing that's made you cry makes me wonder, you know, if you've got other issues that you need to deal with instead of going and tying up a courtroom.
I felt very badly for Mr. Wahlberg because I thought his penis had been removed. They told me that it was a prosthetic. So that,
what made you cry? You went out to the truck and you were crying.
Mr. Henry, I had just been called stupid by a coworker, and then he said I make a habit out of looking at other men's crotches.
Was he serious?
Was he serious? I guess he wasn't, but he was humiliating me in front of my other people.
Does he still work for you?
Yes, he does still work for me, because if I try to fire this guy, he'll probably try to turn around and sue me for being mean to him.
Well, okay? I think he needs to. If you're bringing a suit against him, he probably needs to counter-sue you for...
For what?
Let me ask,
you say you own your own business?
Yes, sir.
What if your employees made you cry?
Well, number one, my employees have said a whole lot of other things in joking or, you know, I doubt that your employee was serious, but if he was, number one, if my employee was serious or made any inference that I was a queer or whatever, I'd have fired him. Plain and simple, I'd have fired him.
And what about all the other employees that he made you look like a fool in front of?
Well, number one, if they felt that he made me look like a fool, I'd have just flexed my ability to say, hey, I'm the boss, I fired him, don't undermine me. If it was on company time,
okay.
It was after company time, and I hung around with him, and, you know, and I felt like he...
telling me that if you go bowling with this guy, say, on a Friday night, and he calls you some kind of queer bait or whatever, that you won't fire him?
Well, number one, I know that I'm not, so it doesn't matter what someone says. I mean, you know, and if you're that sensitive, I think you got other issues you need to deal with.
I think you should be able to fire a guy even if you're bowling with him on a Sunday. See, that's where you and I differ, sir.
Well, I think people like yourself that tie up a courtroom, that's why we have problems with our judicial system, is this frivolous
right.
crap that's
well,
going on.
You know, so it's not frivolous when you're dealing with a man who almost had his penis cut off. And
he didn't, though. That's the whole thing, okay? He didn't. The fact of the matter is, he still got it. He never had it cut off. And you got these employees of yours talking to you.
Yeah, don't talk to me, Mr. Hendon, like you're a guy that works for me, okay? I've been humiliated enough for a week.
All right. Thank you, sir, for your call. Yes. Here is a mobile on the 215 on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hello?
Yes, hi.
Hi. Am I on the air?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know if you were talking to me or someone else. I feel sorry for the caller. I feel sorry for the man. I feel that he perhaps is amazingly sensitive. Sir, did you cry over the movie Mask at all? I mean, did that bother you?
Yes, it did.
Okay.
Didn't you?
Yeah, I did. I believe that...
Okay.
Okay,
that's the whole point. That's what I'm talking about.
Okay, I read in People... I read in so many different magazines about this.
Did you think that was the kid? Did you think that was the kid's real head and mask?
I did initially. Yes, I did.
Would you
so they went out.
I'm sorry.
They went out and hired an actor who had a head like that?
That was my initial understanding.
There probably isn't anyone in the world like that.
It was based on a real kid,
yeah.
Though.
But would you feel sorry for a woman who wasn't chesty enough to fulfill a role, so they
All I'm saying
her?
Is that I thought that the man had lost his penis in an accident, and they told me later on that he hadn't lost his penis. Because they said he had to wear a prosthetic penis.
Okay,
why else would you wear one, okay?
Okay, well, right. I would just to fulfill a role. I mean, people wear wigs in movies, but it doesn't mean they're bald. It's just...
They have a disclaimer saying this guy's wearing a wig.
No, they don't. It's
a lot of them
basically makeup artists. It's credit to makeup artists.
My understanding is they have to put a disclaimer. Oh, God damn it.
Please watch your language.
I'm sorry.
I just really feel like this lawsuit isn't going to do it for you. I think that there's some other issues that maybe you should pursue some help because I think that you really sound like a good person. And, you're sensitive. There are so many people out there that are cruel.
You know what?
And
I'm very tense.
On a daily basis.
I'm very tense. You're right.
I can tell. And
I'm very tense.
People are so cruel. People are cruel. And that was uncalled for. It was very
What are you tense about?
I just think that if a guy wears a wig, you ought to say something about it, and they should have said something that that's not that kid's real face and mask, but they didn't do that.
And
how about the Elephant Man? Did you think that was the real guy?
My understanding that it was the real Elephant Man, sir.
They do give credit to the makeup artist in these movies.
But at the end of the movie, there's a reason why they do it at the end of the movie, because they want you to think the Elephant Man, that's his real big head on the screen. Okay.
Come on, man. I mean, even I knew in the advanced stuff that John Hurt played. I knew John Hurt didn't have a head like that.
How'd you know?
Because I'd seen him in Midnight Express, okay?
Well, I didn't know that it was prosthetic. I thought, wow, this man, great for him. But when I found out, I wasn't crushed over it, and I really didn't think that it wasn't. I didn't think that.
Okay, thank you for your call. Here is, there comes a time when you just have to cut a call off. Here is Fort Wayne on the Phil Henry Show. Hello? Fort Wayne, hello?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah,
yes, sir.
I sincerely doubt that this is the first time that Mr. Bozak has been humiliated. I would imagine that it's his lack of common sense that gets him in this predicament.
Oh, okay. So in other words, what common sense did I lack? When I made a comment about Mr. Wahlberg not being able to get in a Charlton Heston suit because he's got a big thing.
Dude, you're making an ass of yourself right now.
How's
Aren't you
that?
Humiliated right now?
How you figure that?
Just by people listening to you. Nobody's going to work for you. Dude, there's like a 4% unemployment rate. Nobody's going to work for you. Not anymore.
Well, why not?
Because nobody wants to work for an idiot.
Oh, an idiot? Why am I an idiot? Because
listen to yourself. That's why you're an idiot.
No,
because
what
you're
did
making
I,
an ass of yourself.
Everything I'm saying makes sense, according to my attorney, Dolores Blasingame. I have a right.
Your attorney wants to make some money, okay?
I wrote down the phrase, not only are you stupid, but why are you looking at a man's junk?
Is this the first time that somebody's made fun of you?
Is this the first time someone's made fun of me? I'll tell you what, right now, though, this is going to be the last time.
Is it?
Okay, this is not the first time. It's going to be the last time.
Come sue me because I think you're a jackass.
Yeah.
Okay?
If you work for me.
And the whole world just heard it.
If you work for me, I would sue you. You don't work for me, so I can't.
Hire me.
I can't.
Hire me so I can call you a jackass.
If you knew how to do something, maybe I would. But unfortunately, pal, we got all the janitors we need.
Oh, you're funny.
Well, you know what?
I'm going to sue your ass. Your ass is sued.
Now you're making an ass out of yourself. You really are. You're making an ass out of yourself.
Okay. And you aren't. That's pretty funny.
Sir, I'm using the court system as the way it was intended. You can't say a man has a fake penis or whatever and then not say that he's, you know what I, in other words, what I'm saying is they said he had a fake penis, but they didn't say he had a real one.
I imagine that if you win this one, you're probably going to go back to your grade school and sue everybody that was there.
You know, I would watch it if I were you.
Why?
Just watch your mouth.
Why?
Okay.
No, you're a big fat dummy. Come sue me.
Thank you very much, Mr. Henry.
Okay, he hung up.
Jackass.
All right, Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
There's a fabulous new nutritional supplement from Natrol, and it's called CetalPure. It may help you improve the mobility of your knees, elbows, wrists, and other joints of your body. As we age, our ability to produce some of the nutrients needed for healthy joint function declines. Thanks to Natrol, help is on the way. Natrol CetalPure is a totally natural complex that aids in joint mobility and helps keep your body running smoothly. CetalPure is made up of natural oils that help nourish the lubricating fluid in our joints, which normally decreases as we grow older. Natrol CetalPure can help promote joint mobility. It works like no other nutrient of its kind. So don't let your tired joints slow you down. Get CetalPure today and enjoy your life to the fullest. Natrol CetalPure is available at Vitamin Shop, health food stores, or log on to natrol.com for more information.
When chasing a female...
Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686. We have an entertainment bit of news for you. The Britney Spears tour has begun back east. Initial word is she's wheezing and out of breath. She can't make it to the last song because apparently in attempting to sing live while you're dancing. And as you know, a lot of performers these days, single talent, individual talent, will have this team of dancers behind them. So Britney Spears... Christina Aguilera. Who's that girl, Simpson?
Jessica Simpson
that we saw at Wango Tango. That's the thing now, okay? Whoever, you know, Cisco, I don't care who. They all got these singers, right? Or these dancers. And so they're dancing on stage. Man, they're doing a lot of steps, a lot of moves. And singing too? And apparently, people are reporting now that her first show, I guess, was last night or a couple of nights ago. She was wheezing. There was an audible Orson Welles-style wheeze. You know, through the thing. And no wonder they lip-sync, man. Why would you expect anything less than lip-syncing? Are you putting me on? Yeah, I want to go out and watch her go through these dance steps that are the equivalent of preparing yourself for a moon launch. I mean, you're going through as much physical... stress and strain as those Mercury astronauts did when they were running hoses up their rear ends and taking mucus samples before they went to the moon. And so why, of course, wouldn't they? People are like outraged that there's lip syncing going on. Give me a break. Because when they're moving, when you're dancing, there's a certain effort in your voice. So you could be singing, and I want to be your friend. You know, it's impossible. Can't sing all those tunes, all those harmonies and stuff while you're dancing without wheezing and panting and missing words while you're sucking air. Like, happy birthday to you. Happy day to you. That's about how it's going to sound after an hour of that. Anyway, that's the word. Thought you want to know. Those of you who are holding tickets for Britney Spears in other cities around the country, the word is she's great, great artist. She's a fine young talent. She can't breathe after about 10 minutes. She's wheezing. There is audible phlegm wheeze and phlegm flap going on in her throat and nasal area. There's a sinus problem. You know, at the end of a number, you can hear her go... Oh, yeah! How we doing, Cleveland? All right, now check it out. Here it is. I'll just give this to you. Turner Classic Movies is going to be running Wizard of Oz on Monday. On Monday. Not big news, I understand. But here is the big news. Turner Classic Movies will be running Wizard of Oz on Monday and on an accompanying second audio program running Dark Side of the Moon in sync with The Wizard of Oz. Now, if you know anything about this, in fact, in the article in the LA Times, a disc jockey by the name of George Taylor Morris claims that he was the first one to go public with the news that Dark Side of the Moon by Pink Floyd eerily synced up with scenes from The Wizard of Oz. Well, George Taylor Morris might have been the first guy to go public, but I'm the guy who actually called radio stations around the country and said this because I had been spending a weekend sniffing spot remover, and I saw this, and I called disc jockeys everywhere. And what you do is you get a can of paint, and it's just great. No, what you do is you take the movie, You take the movie Wizard of Oz. You hear three growls of the lion for the MGM lion. It goes growl, growl. In sync with the third growl, you start, you push play of Dark Side of the Moon in your CD player. Now, is that exactly how it is? I don't know. But what's going to happen on Monday, and that will be airing at 7 p.m. What is it?
8.
Turner Classic Movie will show the film at 8 p.m. 8 p.m. Pacific and Eastern, I imagine. All right. And Robert Osborne, who is the host of a lot of the movies on that channel, is going to come on and tell you how to sync your CD player up so that you can sit there and watch Dark Side of the Moon, or watch Wizard of Oz with the sound turned down, and listen to Dark Side of the Moon, and forget that your cigarette is burning in your fingers until it sears the flesh. So you can sit there with your elbow and your hand up with a cigarette burning, and you'll only be brought out of your reverie listening to Dark Side of the Moon and watching Wizard of Oz as the cigarette begins to sear the flesh of your first and second fingers. So I have Dark Side of the Moon here. Here's how, and this is very serious. This is an absolutely serious thing. And I'll give you some examples of what happens when you watch Wizard of Oz and listen to Dark Side of the Moon. So you hear growl, growl, third growl in sync, hit it. Now, I've just hit the start button on Dark Side of the Moon. As you watch Wizard of Oz and listen to Dark Side of the Moon, obviously the sound is down on the TV for Wizard of Oz. The lyric, Balanced on the Perfect Wave, occurs just... What song is that from, Balanced on the Perfect Wave? Well, it occurs just as Dorothy is balancing on the pigsty fence. Balanced on the biggest wave as Dorothy balances on the fence, which leads into On the Run as she falls off the fence. The chimes and the bells that occur in the song Time sound just as Elvira Gulch appears on her bicycle. Okay, so that's the old bag that wants to kill the dog. Now, during the Time guitar solo, the fortune teller sign appears, reading past, present, and future. So right as that solo in the song Time hits, the great gig in the sky begins with the scene change to a tornado. The tornado is seen in the background just as the words, And I'm Not Frightened of Dying, is heard. When the window sash knocks Dorothy out, the wailing vocal subsides. Great gig in the sky. Well, anyway, Great Gig in the Sky is played as the house is airborne. The cash register and money is heard just as the color of Oz is seen. The ballerina Bunchkins enter on the lyric, Us, 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 you know, an us and them. Which, by the way, when I was on the air in New Orleans, the kids down there had an accent. Kid called up one night and said,
Yo, I want to hear S&M.
You want to hear S&M?
I want to hear S&M by Floyd.
Oh, you mean Us and Them.
Yeah, man.
All right. That's what I worked at. That was the ninth ward in New Orleans. One ballerina appears to lip-sync the words, Ordinary Men. The Lollipop Guild Munchkins enter on the lyric, Me, Me, Me. The Lollipop Guild's head motions in sync with the music. Dorothy turns to face forward on the lyric, Forward, he cried. You know, again, folks, you have to be smoking just wheat fields of dope to come up with this stuff, to have watched The Wizard of Oz in sync with Dark Side of the Moon. The first guy that did this, which was me.
Breathe in the air.
Never mind.
Don't be afraid to care.
You have to be smoking grass catchers full of dope. But naturally, we'll all be there on Monday night at 8 o'clock, Turner Classic Movies. They play, they're going to show Wizard of Oz, and they're going to be playing Dark Side of the Moon in sync on a second channel, a second audio program channel, which if you have DirecTV, you have. And I do have DirecTV, which is cool. Cable also. Or just, you know, get out the CD player and sync the thing up. It's Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. I'm not encouraging it, but I don't see how you could enjoy this without smoking weed. But I don't want you to do that.